Sounds like an awesome time in the Lord. And I'm going to keep my comments brief this morning. I had a message to preach, but the Lord kind of lead me in a little bit different direction. If you would take your Bibles and turn to that Luke passage, Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, Matthew, Mark, Luke, last gospel there, Mark, Luke, John, almost the last gospel, right? Luke 15. And let's all stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God here. Luke chapter 15. And we'll pick it up at their key verse for the weekend. And I'm going to read it through verse 22. Then after that, we're going to flip over to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. All right. The Word, have you found that this morning? Amen. Luke, you found that passage this morning? Say glory, hallelujah. If you got that passage, say, I'm still awake. Amen. This group over here is what I'm concerned about. They're running on fumes. All right, God's Word reads in Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 18. I will arise and go to my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But notice here in verse 22, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Not just a robe, the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Now I want you to turn with me to Ephesians. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. All right? Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11. Ephesians 4 at verse 11. You found that this morning? Would you say Jesus? All right. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11, the Word of God says this. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for these youth today. We thank you for these volunteers today, Lord. We're thankful for Brother Marco today and his call, his leadership in this area of our church. And Lord, as there have been many aha moments, there have been many discoveries and declarations of such, Father God, we pray that we would all, when we get back to you, go forward with you, taking on the responsibility that you would give us, and furthering the kingdom of God with it. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Thank you for standing in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Just a few comments for you today. When we have an aha moment, I mean, when God grips us and grabs us and we come back, that is an awesome mountaintop experience, is it not? Amen. To stand there and say, man, I was once lost, I was once backslid. I was once in need of repentance. I was once cast in sin, but now I'm back, God. And here I am. Well, that's a good feeling. But notice what the Father did. He brought out the best stuff. Yeah? Well, what is the best stuff? What is it? Is it physical attainment? Is it a literal jacket for us? Is it a literal pair of snake skin or alligator boots? I mean, what is this best stuff? Is it really a gold ring? No, friend. When we're saved, when we get Jesus, when we repent, when we come back, it's a coming to grips with what God has originally given us. Right? Every person here has a spiritual gift. Every person here has a spiritual gift. Right, Lucas? Yeah, Lucas is, yeah, man. Every person has a spiritual gift. And what are the spiritual gifts for? Well, for my own entertainment. That ain't what they're for. So I can lift myself up and say, look how talented I am in this one little segment, in this one little gifted area. No, that ain't it. No, the gifts, man, we've been given the gifts. That ring was put on his finger. That best robe was put on his back. Those shoes were put on his feet to provide for him so that he could be the son who he was. The son of his father, right? Not working as a hired servant, but somebody out there expanding his father's domain, taking care of his father's cares and his father's responsibilities. Amen? So, Ben, when we come back, kids, when we come back, youth, it's great to beat the drum on that. We celebrate that with you. And I remember the times in my own life of being out there away from God and knowing each and every day when we were outside of God's will, that we're outside of God's will. And don't this feel crummy outside of God's will, right? And then when we finally do break and we finally do run back, oftentimes, because I don't know about you, but I've fallen away more than once. Oftentimes, I'd kind of be back in the church going, now what? Well, the now what is to be the son or the daughter God's called you to be. Amen? And I think we'll end on that, because I'm looking at tired eyes. Amen. And squeezed. I mean, these brains have been squeezed. So as we bow our heads and as we close our eyes, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you, Lord, for this high time in this part of our church. Lord, we're thankful for these youth, for how you've assembled them here this weekend. We're thankful for the sister church down the road that we've been able to partner with, Lord. Father God, we pray that they're having just a blessed service as we are here right now. But Lord, as these kids have come back, and as we think about our own personal experience of falling away and coming back, in the coming weeks, Lord, may we think about, in the coming days, may we think about, in the next couple of hours, may we think about, well, what now? And then, Lord, may we discover. May we get involved. May we shoulder a part of the ministry of God, whether it be in the youth group or the church house, may we shoulder the responsibility of God. May we exercise the gifts that you've bestowed upon us, the robe and the shoes and the ring. May they represent the spiritual gifts that you've poured into our hearts once we've received you as personal Savior and Lord. God, Lord, there's no doubt that in this group of kids there are some missionaries here. There are some pastors here. There are some pastors' wives in the making. There are some godly businessmen here and businesswomen here. Oh, there are some folks over here in this youth group that one day, oh, they'll be leading this church. And we praise you for that. We thank you for that. Lord, help them and help us point them in the direction of exercising and fleshing out and working the gift that you've given to them. Some of them have more than one, and we praise God for that. Lord, we pray as we close this time out, as we enter into a time of invitation, if there's one here among us that doesn't know you. In a few moments, we're all going to stand and sing. But Lord, if there's one that doesn't know you, may this be the hour, the moment of their salvation. Let them step out. Lord, we pray the Holy Spirit would be convicting them right now Lord, that the coals of conviction would be so hot they can't put it out. They can't put up another brick of indifference, another brick in the wall of ignoring the call of God on their lives. Lord, we pray that walls would be torn down today, that doors would be open today, that the Holy Spirit would be able to come into lives today as you save today. Let no one leave here today lost. We praise you, Lord, for what you want to do in this place. May we be praying for you to move in a mighty way. And may the altars fill today, not with the kids, not with the youth, but with the adults praying for the youth today. May that happen. It's in your name we pray. And God's people said, as we stand all over the sanctuary,